Beginning in the fall, the Ohio Associated Press will farm out some of its college sports stories to computers. The AP joins a growing number of journalism outlets using software to supplement or even replace human reporters. Kevin Smith is the former ethics chair with the Society of Professional Journalists. Thanks for your time, Kevin.
Thank you.
So I've heard about this idea of computer-generated news stories for a number of years now. Just how widespread has it become?
Well, that's interesting because I have heard about it for quite a number of years myself and actually thought it might come into play sooner than it did. I think the last time, the first time I heard about it may have been as far as 7-8 years ago. So it's interesting that it's taken this long to actually come to fruition.
When this practice of computer-written stories was really new a few years ago, as we say, there was a story about a college baseball game, and the pitcher threw the NCAA's first perfect game in about a decade. And the computer-generated story didn't mention it till about the second paragraph, I think it was. So that's kind of a good look at the flaws of these computer-generated stories.
Yeah. I think that what happens is that the human element is taken out of the story, obviously, because it's robotic generated stories. So as long as you're dealing with statistics, the AP, generates sports stories that are statistic laden. You know, Peyton Manning threw for 324 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the Denver Broncos beat the New England Patriots 32-28. As long as you have statistics and that's all you want to build on, then these stories are probably ones that you can get by with. But a guy throws a no-hitter, I mean, that's...
It's not a minor detail. It's a big part of the game.
Absolutely. And it's a big part of the game in terms of him emotionally and what that does for the team and that. And all that's been eliminated.
But conversely, there are some positives to this, right? There was recently an earthquake in Los Angeles, and the LA Times had a story on their website within 3 minutes because it was completely computer-generated. So they were able to get this out first because of this algorithm that wrote a story.
Yeah, I don't doubt that that they see that as an accomplishment. I think that you could probably find a veteran AP writer who could write that same story in less than 3 minutes.
Let's delve into the ethics of this. Journalists are guided by a number of ethics, as we know. Do newsrooms just write those ethics now into a computer algorithm, or is there any room for a computer to have ethics?
No. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this this morning, and codes of ethics are written for human beings. If you look at SPJ's ethics code, it talks about things like exercising good news judgment, about being sensitive to individuals' needs, the harm that you do. It talks about avoiding stereotyping. It talks about all these different things that are humanistic qualities. I mean, codes are written for people because people have morals. They cannot be written, or I haven't seen them written, or any discussion of writing them for robots who lack souls or lack morals.
The Ohio Associated Press will begin using some computer-generated sports stories beginning in the fall. We've been talking about that with Kevin Smith. He's the former ethics chair for the Society of Professional Journalists. Thanks again.
Thank you.